Idol Radio Show Flashback.
All right, welcome back to the most listened to radio program on the internet, the Idol Radio Show at idolradioshow.com. This is down actually in the Radio Danville area. A gator victim was naked smoking crack. A man who was pulled out of the jaws of an alligator by four Polk County Sheriff deputies was naked and smoking crack near a lake before he was attacked. Now, this goes on. I'll just give you the short version of it because we only got 10 minutes left in this program. I'll give you the short version of it. This man is stalking an alligator naked. Now, the fact that he's naked, I think, is a completely different story that we need to delve deeply into. But this is not the first time. He was recently, two years ago, he was saved from the jaws of an alligator. Lately, he found a particular alligator that he was infatuated with, and he started stalking the alligator. Can you imagine stalking an alligator? The alligators freak me out. There are a couple of things that I'm thoroughly freaked out by. All of those things I can avoid, though. Those things happen to be sharks, snakes, and for whatever reasons, penguins. Penguins freak me the hell out. But in regular day-to-day life, I never come into the scope of a penguin. Now, when I was going to move down to Florida, I had to be told about the alligators. And that has freaked me out. So I have asked my colleague, the man who I have been slightly at war with, the man that I don't know, some people might say, I don't hate him. In fact, I'm sending him a peace offering very, 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 very soon. That I just was supposed to go get it. But he's my colleague. And he's actually my boss. So I've got to, and to a certain degree, I've got to respect him.
Oh my gosh. Yes, very much so.
So Radio Dan is who I'm speaking about. And if I can get this mic up, there we go. Radio Dan, welcome back to the Idol Radio Show. Your first trip here in a while.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. It's always good to check in with you, Daryl, when you're not spreading lies about my co-host.
The co-host is not the one I'm lying about or even attacking. But that's a completely different. We will leave that alone for now because we only have like five minutes left. And I'm sure that you're going to need longer than that to craft the lie. Can you go into character right now? And become Jessica?
No, I can't do that right now.
I figured, yeah, because you need time. I'm sure it's a whole ritual that takes place before you're able to do that. But let me just talk to you about something here, because I, for a short period of time, had a place in Florida. I had a place for about a year or so. And I was really considering moving there, like, permanently. I still would kind of like to. But when I started looking at houses, this was in the Orlando area, and this was 10 years ago when it was coming up, in the sense they were building a lot of new communities in the area. So when you went looking around, there were just new houses everywhere. And when we got to like the third or fourth subdivision of houses, I noticed a trend, and that trend was the backyard had about a 4-foot brick. It was like a fence, but it was like a brick thing that went all the way around it. And so after seeing that about 4 or 5 times, I asked the realtor, what's that? You know, like, what is it about Florida that makes that natural? Because I noticed that everywhere you go, there's something that's natural to that part of the country. And what she told me would mesmerize me to the point, it made me want to just take a helicopter out of Florida immediately. And she told me it's because of alligators. She was saying that it's just what we have to do down here. We've got to put up these things that alligators can't get over because they'll come in and they'll eat our dogs. And in certain instances, they'll grab our kids and eat them. And so I said to myself, you know how you're always saying, why would you live in a place that it snows? Why would you live in a place that it's this cold? Well, I started thinking to myself, why would anybody live in an area where they might even remotely come into contact with an alligator? Does that concern you at all?
You know, I'll tell you, honestly, I've been living in South Florida since 1982.
All right.
The only time I've ever seen alligators is when I'm driving across the state on a road called Alligator Alley, where you see them you know, they're, the road goes right through the Everglades.
Okay.
And you see them, like, basically they're just sitting on the opposite side of the fence, and they're just kind of sitting there, so sunning themselves, or, I don't know, planning on eating other things.
Could you get to them if you wanted to? If you wanted to physically get to them, would you be able to? Or have they erected something that keeps ignorant people away from them?
Well, yeah, there's a fence, and then there's, like, I guess, like a canal, like a bus, you know, like consider it like a moat.
Okay.
A moat that runs along the road. So if you really wanted to, you could climb the fence, you could swim the moat, and then you'd be there in the swamp area, and the alligator would eat you.
Okay, okay. But you got to be trying. At that point, you're feeling no sympathy for the person because they went out of their way to do it.
Oh, no, you've gone way out of your way to get eaten by an alligator.
Okay.
So, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing where they're coming into homes and you have to go ahead and build a wall, yeah, this has never come into play for me, but I hear a story every so often. Like every few months, there's a dog that got eaten by an alligator who got out and got into a canal. And, you know, he went around and eventually they find the alligator and they destroy it. I I've worked at a job and in the back there was a small lake with like swamp area right next to it, really small. So it's like, this was in the middle of Florida. So it was, you know, city all around it. Mm-hmm. So there was this one swamp and there was this one little alligator in it. And it was like a foot long. And it would just float around with its head on the top, and everybody would, you know, just, ooh, look at that alligator. And I would think, you know, in about 3 years, they're going to have to kill that thing.
But, I mean, it got there sometimes. It got there some sort of way. Wouldn't you just naturally think that its parents were there, too, and you just don't see it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.